From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least 45 people were killed and around 100 others when an Islamic State-sponsored attack took place in a crowded Sufi shrine in Pakistan Saturday. Hundreds of people were present when an explosion occurred at the shrine about 100 kilometers from Hub, a city on the border of neighboring Sindh province. The victims include women and children. Witnesses and doctors fear the death toll is going to rise. Hundreds of Sufi devotees gather in large numbers at the shrine every Saturday and Sunday to perform special rituals. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan Saturday morning. 4 Americans were killed and 16 American servicemen and 1 Polish soldier were wounded. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said the apparent suicide bomber killed 2 American soldiers and 2 American contractors working on the base. Afghan media sources say the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the facility. Afghan Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah said on Twitter that he condemned the suicide attack and stood in solidarity with the family and friends of those killed and wounded. Iraqi security forces faced fierce resistance from Islamic State militants Saturday on the southeastern edge of Mosul. Military sources said troops from the 1st Infantry and 9th Armored Divisions attacked Islamic State militants in the Salam neighborhood. A suicide car bomber attacked Iraqi special forces in the Qadisiyah neighborhood, that is. Gunfire, mortar rounds, and rocket-propelled grenades followed the bombing. For more, visit our website. This is VOA.